Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. I trust that we're all getting ready for a wonderful Christmas.
And Hanukkah,
maybe.
And Kwanzaa, and whatever you're celebrating, certainly this holiday season. We see on the national scene, however, not something that brings out the holiday spirit. In an editorial of the Times today, a cruel test for Germany and Europe with each new attack, the challenge to defend tolerance, inclusion, equality, and reason grows more daunting. This, of course, after the Russian envoy was assassinated and the truck drove into the Christmas marketplace in Berlin.
David, obviously, this is the kind of chaos that the ISIS, ISIL, whatever they want to call themselves, people want to get done. Obviously, Angela Merkel is in some real trouble here, because this is exactly the kind of Islamophobia that is being created, and it is happening in all of the Western democracies, not the least of which was Donald Trump here in America, who ran on an anti-Muslim platform. No two ways about it. Got to identify them, got to keep them out. So it worked for Trump here. There's already signs it's working against Merkel in Germany. Merkel has been nothing but a saint in trying to point out to the German people that they had a history and that this is the best way to show that they weren't what they once were. But the Germans, the Americans, the French, the Brits with Brexit, it's all part of the same phenomena. People saying, okay, if one person does something bad, then we're going to exclude all of these folks. So it is sure to cause the kind of political chaos that we are seeing right now.
Speaking of, let's go to Syria for a minute. Russia, Iran, and Turkey meet in Syria, and the U.S. is not there. The three countries met in Moscow to work toward a political accord to end Syria's nearly six-year war. The absence of any Western powers at the table all but guarantees that President Bashar al-Assad will continue to rule Syria. This from the New York Times this morning.
As I said on the roundtable yesterday, this war is over. Basically, Assad has won. The Russians have made it happen. There's too much suspect, if that is the right way to put it, of those people who were fighting on the so-called rebel side. Too many Americans remember what happened with Osama bin Laden, who was once being helped by the Americans and by others. This is the way that the American people are made to understand that this is a very, very risky business. So that the passion for the rebels, the understanding of who these folks are, is so limited that when you start thinking about the CIA and all of the folks who are telling us who's where, what positions, there isn't an awful lot of trust. And it's one of the reasons why transparency is so important in our democracy. So people will say Republican democracy. I don't care. The whole idea is you can't have any kind of democracy unless you have information. And since we don't have that information, and since so much of our foreign policy is done in secret, it is a surefire disaster when we expect the American people to back it up.
Protecting personal information. We've talked about this before, but it has to do with immigration, sanctuary cities, and those immigrants who are here illegally or otherwise, and the fears that go with it. Now New York City officials are going to court to protect New Yorkers with municipal IDs.
David, once you have a system which asks people for personal information, which was done to protect them, to give them basically credibility, but once you have opened yourself up to a new Trump administration that will use that against the people who have these ID cards, it creates a lot of confusion as to whether you're doing the right thing. Had there been a Clinton administration, it would have been different, but this is a different time now. And a lot of people are putting themselves into a position where we have to play a very defensive role against those who would take advantage of what was a well-meaning program to begin with.
Alan, a Quinnipiac poll is released. It finds that voters across the state approve of Governor Cuomo's handling of his current office by a margin of 49% to 34%, but by a large margin, they don't think he should run for president in 2020. 36% of voters were for the idea, 56% against it.
Well, we do know that Governor Cuomo's popularity is still high in places like New York City and the suburbs. He has the Cuomo name, and it's going to serve him well. Right now, the Republican bench doesn't look too good. Rob Astorino got creamed the last time. There's no great assumption to feel he won't get creamed again this time, and he does seem to be the favored candidate of the Republican establishment.